All right, are you ready to dance? Friday, 5 p.m., time for American Hit Radio, 90.3 WHPC, WHPC HD is the station, and I'm your host, Tom Ryan. American Hit Radio is the show. We call it How Music Changed on Fridays, because we had picked 250 topics that we plan to discuss in depth for a until we run out of time. Anyway, we'll do as many as we can. And we didn't know we were going to be getting this deep when we started this, but that's where we're at now. I mean, some of the topics that we've gotten into have been immensely long. And I'm always surprised by how long some of them can be. When I start them, I have the intention of saying, oh, this will, you know, we'll get this done in about a few months. It always seems to take a little bit longer. And the topic that we've been on now for the past 4 months or so is no exception. The life and music of Jimi Hendrix is quite literally astounding me. We're up to part 18 with today's entry. And we are at the stage now where we're finally past the third album. I'd say finally, almost sadly past the third album, because I have loved what we've been doing up until this point. And now is when it begins to get a little bit different. It's still going to be incredibly interesting, because now that we are post-Electric Ladyland, so after the release of Electric Ladyland, Jimmy's musical life started to change significantly. He had grasped onto this new sense of freedom that came about almost accidentally, which is to say the loss of a manager-producer, and the band that had helped to elevate him to stardom would eventually fall apart. And he seemed to be almost indifferent, though, to the changes that enveloped him. 1969, it started out as a year for experimentation. So that is where we begin with this episode. Actually, we begin this episode late in 1968, just a few weeks after completing Electric Ladyland, because it's around then, in October, late October of 1968, that Jimmy and the band, The Experience, took up temporary residency in Los Angeles, renting a home up in the Holiday Hills and booking time at a studio called TTG Studios, because his manager, Michael Jeffrey, was directing a group called Heir Apparent, and Jimmy was acting as a producer. So while he was there, he figured he could also do some recording with the band. And he figured, okay, we're here. Why not? Why don't we see if we can maybe do some work for ourselves, maybe get a few tracks down for the fourth album for The Experience? He wasn't really thinking in terms of, like, you know, dead serious, but if he's going to be in a studio, Jimmy being Jimmy, let's see what we come up with. And one of his ideas was to do a cover of the Van Morrison song Gloria, G-L-O-R-I-A, that one. And this is them in the studio, basically knocking around. It's a pretty long jam, which is great. I love when Hendrix does long jams. So we'll let this thing, we're going to like pretty much move through this now in a more or less chronological order of a bunch of stuff that you may not know, maybe some you do. But most of this track, by the way, came from the 3-CD box set that was put together maybe about 10 or 15 years back. Basically an overview of Jimmy's rare tracks from Jimmy's history. Here's Gloria.
We'll be right back. Some of y'all out there got some girls named Gloria, like Mitch Mitchell has one named Gloria, and I've seen it all happen. You know, we had a scene one night, and I seen this little booger bear come around. She looked like the Dragon of Carlisle. Her hair was that long, but anyway, I seen her walk up the stairs, walk up to his room. And she said, hey, baby, I think my job is to make love to you. And he put his drum. Yeah. You see, I'm going to explain this to you. He didn't know she was coming. It's all right. Yeah. Wedding also got a girl named Gloria. Something like an alley bath, though. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And one time, Noah was playing with himself, and she come knocking on his door. And little Noah's gonna take a solo on the bass then, showing that he appreciated her love, even though she did it like homemade sin, and her breath smelled like whoop pussy. And while all that was happening, I looked out the window. And here comes a man with all the groovy grass. And here we are freaking out, man, you know we're gonna get into something good. And we laying back, freaking and smoking and joking. Also, I hear the man coming. The man, the coxswain came in. Oh, Lord, I'm wrestling. I said, hey, Gloria, I think it's time to get the hell out of here. I said, Gloria, get off my chest. It's time to get out of here. I'm talking about
Indeed. Jimmy, having some fun in the studio. Maybe getting a bit risque with that one. Gloria, of course. Wow. All right. Like I said, that's from the box set that came out, The Experience. So same with this next track, which is called It's Too Bad. This is completely in the opposite direction, though, than what we just heard, because it's a very serious song. You wouldn't know it, really, if you just kind of keep things on the lighter side with Jimmy, because he really didn't always show, you know, his darker side. But he did have, if you knew Jimmy in the earlier years, he held a certain resentment sometimes toward his own race, because he always felt that they had basically held him back. When he was in New York trying to make it, when he was uptown in Harlem and he was starving, he really felt that there was nobody up there to give him a break. And he said that it was like his own people that would like be really busting his chops all the time, giving him a hard time about his long hair and the way that he looked and the way that he dressed, and treating him like he was an outsider. And he felt much more comfortable, well, being a famous person in England, to be honest about it. And he started basically, this next song is more or less him talking about his relationship with his half-brother, Leon, which was problematic. His brother, Leon, was somewhat troubled. I don't know much of the details, but I know that that is part of what this song is about. And Jimmy is also talking about, again, about how he felt, about how he got treated by his own race, because he feels as though here he is, a black man in rock and roll, but he's not being recognized very much by black people. He's very, you go to a Jimi Hendrix concert and the audience is pretty much 90-95% white people. And Jimmy was like trying to cross that line, or really just not even cross it, like balance on it. But it just didn't seem to be working. And he felt rejection, really, from the black community. And if you listen to what he's singing, he says, you know, one of the lyrics here is like, so I go way across the tracks, and man, they treat me the same way as you do. They say, man, until you come back completely black, go back from where you came from, too. It's pretty heavy. The song is called It's Too Bad.
You know, and I was kind of like out of my mind, and I sent him a crying away. I said, baby, yeah, yeah, hear me cry. Like the rest of people do. I say, brother, brother, don't tell me you came around here hustling like the rest of those people do. And he said, no, no, brother Jim. He said, I'm just coming here looking for life just like you do. Don't forget I'm your brother, baby. These two blondes later on next to me. I said, Lord, please don't lose yourself, baby. That's what happens when you lose yourself on nothing. He said, baby, you know me, I'm your brother. Please don't take me for nothing. Just can't be here with me today. It's too bad. My brother can't be here with me today. But he came around to my house and asked for me to help him. I said, man, go ahead on your hustling way. I think they sent him away to the war today. as you do. Well, I'll go way back over across the track, and they treat me the same as you do. Say, man, until you come back completely black, go back where you came from too.
Said, that's like two sides of a coin right there. Gloria being the playful side and It's Too Bad being the darker side. Well, by the way, that band was Buddy Miles on drums and Larry Young on organ, performing at the Record Plant in New York City on February 11th, 1969. Now, just 5 days later, they find themselves in Olympic Studios in London, coming up with a couple of new ideas. Again, trying to find something that might work for a fourth album. And these are two tracks that ended up not going anywhere. But here they are. I will play them back to back. The first track is called Room Full of Mirrors. And we'll segue that into Shame, Shame, Shame.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I crash my mirror. Now the whole world is here for me to see. Well, the whole world is here for me to see. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. inside my head. A broken glass was all in my head. It used to fall off my dreams and cut me in my bed. It used to fall off my dreams and cut me in my bed.
From a completely different source, and yet it's funny because when I arrange the stuff chronologically, you start to hear how these things begin to flow together, because Shame, Shame, Shame has got almost the exact same topic as It's Too Bad, where he mentions his brother and how he felt bad about turning him away and all that. Oh, by the way, you're listening. This is WHBC, WHBC HD, Garden City. And I'm your host, Tom Ryan, for American Hit Radio every Wednesday and Friday between 5 and 6 p.m. We're playing the life and music of Jimi Hendrix. This is part 18. We're in the early months of 1969 at this point. The two tracks we just heard were recorded at Olympic Studios on February 16th, 1969. The very next day, he decided to go back into the studios to record two songs that he had already been playing a million times. He was scheduled with the Experience now. He's with the Experience. They're supposed to be performing at Royal Albert Hall the very next day on February 18th. Now, the band had been playing a lot of live shows. And they were, for the most part, they'd been playing a lot of the same songs over and over again. They had what you would call, I guess, book songs, the songs that were more or less the standard stuff that they would do show after show after show. And after a while, they would start to, you know, they would lose interest in these songs from the redundancy of them if they weren't able to continuously reinvent them. So Jimmy knew that the show that was going to be happening at the Royal Albert Hall was supposed to be filmed, and it was supposed to be a big deal. So what he wanted to do was go into the studio and record two of the songs that he'd been probably had already played 10,000 times and see if he could rework them to make them something different so that it would feel special when they played them at the Royal Albert Hall. So this is them in the studio basically doing reworks of songs that they had done, like I said, over and over and over again already. So we'll start with the studio version of a rework of Spanish Castle Magic and segue that into Hear My Train A-Comin'.
Travel by my dragonfly. Don't start this plane, baby. But all the same, you know it's a groovy day, and the wind's just right. We'll be right back.
think about it. I was just a studio warm-up for the live show, if you can imagine that. So the very next day, they go into Royal Albert Hall. And they were recording it for a live album. And it was intended to be released in 1969 as a live album based on the Royal Albert Hall shows. But it was never released for reasons that I don't know. Stupid reasons, obviously. Because not only some of the best live recordings of the Jimi Hendrix Experience ever happened at that show, and that that's obviously really saying something, but it also represented the very last live performance by the Jimi Hendrix Experience in England. The next two tracks I'm going to play were eventually released on a posthumous album after Jimmy died called In the West, an incredibly stupid and inappropriate title because it wasn't recorded in the West. And it's been out of print for 25 years. So here they are, live, Royal Albert Hall. The tracks is Little Wing, Gorgeous, and Voodoo Child. Thanks, folks. See you next week.
Well, she's walking. The circus mind that's running wild. Butterflies and zebras are booming, and a fairy tale. That's all she ever thinks about, riding with the wind. Sad she comes to me, a thousand smiles she gives to me free. It's all right, she says it's all right, taking a thing you want from me. a mountain. I drop it down to the edge of my head. Well, I'm picking for the pieces to make an island. Might even raise a little sand. Voodoo child, Lord knows I'm a voodoo child, baby. Didn't mean to take up all your sweet time. I'll give it right back to you one of these days. I didn't mean to take up all your sweet time. Give it right back one of these days. If I don't see you no more in this world, well, I'll meet you on the next one. And don't be late. Don't be late. I'm a voodoo child.